called LifeCast. We're here, seven of us, and we're doing things. I'm Deanna. To my left is Sydney.
Hello.
To her left is Pat.
Sup.
To his left is Greg.
Yo.
To his left is Kennedy.
Hi.
To her left is Adam.
I like the noise this chair
really
makes.
Noise.
It's a good noise.
And I'll to stop. Adam's left is Dan.
Hi.
And then that brings it full circle to me, and we are the LifeCast. How's everyone doing this week?
That was awful.
I hurt my knee.
Oh. How?
I don't know. I'm not in this LifeCast family, honestly. So... we've been playing games. I'll start off, because mine's real quick. Yeah. Viridi, I recently found out, is on Android.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-oh.
Yeah. Viridi is a Steam game in which you tend to a little succulent pot in virtual reality. It's adorable, and you should all play it. It's on Android iOS.
What's it called?
Viridi. V-I-R-I-D-I.
That makes sense if that's a mobile game.
Too. Yeah.
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 I think it works better as a mobile game.
It honestly seems like it would have been one of those games that would have been good as a mobile game from the start.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was Does it punish you for not watering your plants?
Yeah, your plants
they die.
Oh! Yeah, you grow virtual succulents.
This is the Dark
really
Souls of plant simulation games.
Or else all the cats are fucking dead.
No, they just find food elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. So, Sydney, what have you been playing?
I played Overwatch. For like the first time.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Now you can play with us. Oh wait, no, it's still on PS4.
PS4 here.
I'm a heathen.
I don't own it.
Yeah.
I do not own Overwatch for the computers, because if I did, I would be sad. I could just constantly update Overwatch if I couldn't play it. And that would be a very sad state. But yeah, I played it on PS4 for the past couple of days, which I know I'm console trash for saying that, but that's the only way I can play.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Overwatch is trash, so it's fine that you can play it on a console.
So I am extra trash.
It can be worse than another place, that's fine.
Yeah. Pat!
Yeah?
We know what you've been playing.
Can you guess?
Yeah, lead us into Legion.
Viridi.
Tell us.
I've been playing a lot of Legion.
Yes?
It's fun.
Continue.
Like how?
What have you been doing in Legion, Pat? Did you make a new character?
Is there
a new class? Is there a new region?
But there's only one thing I know about Legion. Yeah. You are not prepared. Did he say it? Did he say it yet?
Yeah, I haven't encountered him.
It's coming.
If you make a demon hunter, you do.
That makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Is he like your quest giver?
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, you are not prepared to face the trials ahead. But don't worry, I will prepare you.
Press one.
Continue quest line.
Yeah, you start off with the main line of just getting your artifact weapon, mm-hmm. and you go through that stuff. And then you follow the quest lines just a lot more.
So usual MMORPG stuff, you know.
Yeah. And PvP.
Yeah. Hey, PvP.
Hey.
How is PvP this expansion? Has it changed?
Are there new maps?
Yes.
Are garrisons still a thing?
I haven't been to my garrison since launch.
Ooh. Do people still run around poles and then heal and then run around the other side of the pole and then heal again?
See, I haven't done arenas just because everyone's so high level. So it's either do a battleground or do questing. You can't do dungeons because the queue time is like an hour and a half.
You gotta want it, Christ.
I'll wait to kill Barnes.
Because tanks and healers aren't prepared yet, so...
Did you just say it? You said it, guys. All right.
Illidan's not letting them prepare.
Fuck you.
The two most important parts of a team composition are just not there.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a whole lot of DPS.
Pretty much all the DPS is kind of ready.
Everyone just walks and dies. They go back to spawn.
I really thought we had it this time. I'll see you guys in an hour.
Yeah. So, PvP is really fun, though. Like, they added, you can't access them until 110, but they added honor talents, which is PvP stuff. And it buffs you specifically to PvP, so you can have this, that. I don't remember the specifics.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, right.
So I stopped babbling.
All right. So I actually played something new
I don't believe it.
But the thing is, there's a twist on it.
Is it Dark Souls?
It's kind of Dark Souls.
Is it Darkest Souls?
Is it the Nioh thing?
It's Nioh!
Was that in beta again this weekend?
Yes, it was in beta. It had an alpha like a couple months ago. Now it's in beta. I never played the alpha. And I kind of put off the beta. Apparently it stopped today and I'm really sad because I played it last night instead of sleeping. And it's fucking amazing. It's a really, really, really good. Like, I recommend everyone who likes action games in general to just pick this thing up when it eventually does come out. I'll barring reviews, of course. But what I played was like, promise just, there was like a lot of, it didn't promise anything. It was just kind of like you could see like where like there was so much more to the game, and this was like just a very like light taste of it. But like the gameplay is like, it's like some of the best like character action game type thing. It's not as like say over the top as like a Revengeance or a Bayonetta, but it's like picture a Souls game, but like way more anime. So like
I like where this is going.
So it's like your animations are just like super stylized. Like for example, I use the axe/hammer type weapon, and pretty much when you break someone's stamina, like you'll hit them enough and they'll be out of stamina. You have like a pretty much a one hit kill type attack. And so what you do with the hammer is you sort of like you sort of swing, you trip them, then you grab the head of your hammer and then use it to crush their skull, and it feels so good. And it's so quick and flashy, like everything is like super over the top, and like it's like it's a lot more mechanically intensive than a Souls game, but it is effectively a Souls game. But it's different enough that it carves its own path. It's not like just literally just following the Souls. Mm-hmm. It's like the only thing it really has in similarity is that it's hard as fuck. You can die really quickly, and when you die, you have to go pick up your souls. But everything else about it is like is just its own, and it's really unique. And The I wouldn't say I love the setting too much. It's just kind of like Japanese dark fantasy,
feudal Japan kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Feudal Japan dark fantasy type stuff. And I'm cool with that. I love that. I have like I'm all about fucking samurais, but there's nothing about it that has like sent like blown my mind or like defied expectations all that much. It's very like, oh, you fight yokais. What do they look like? Oh, they look exactly like, you know, they have the teeth that go up and down. They're all red and big and brutish. So it's like it's not breaking down any barriers in terms of like. Sort of like a design or something, but like
the gameplay is really
the
solid.
Gameplay is like it's really solid. Good.
Like so, I didn't play any of like the beta this weekend, but yeah. I played a lot of the alpha and I really liked it.
Well, way it's, improved from that. They got rid of like the durability stuff. Completely.
Oh thank God!
Completely, they got rid of the durability stuff, which my brother was telling me was a huge nuisance. But like, yeah, it's just like a lot more clean now. It's like. It's good. It's just like it's really good, and it's coming at a perfect time because I played too many Souls games in a short amount of time, and so it's like they're all still good games. Like I can objectively look at them and be like, this is still like a masterfully put together experience, but I don't care anymore. But so I'm in here, I'm getting a similar like experience, but it's different enough that it still feels completely brand new.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting another Souls hit. But it's not Souls. It's something completely different.
For those of you who cannot see, we can see he was just slapping his arm.
Slapping the vein.
Yeah, slapping the vein, trying to find the, you know. Yeah.
I'm really... Go ahead.
Yeah, for the uninitiated, what is Nioh? Is it like a mod on Dark Souls? Or
no, it is the guys who made Ninja Gaiden, Team Ninja, mm-hmm. and Dead or Alive, they're making their own Souls-inspired game. It's like a dark fantasy third-person action game mm-hmm. that... Action RPG.
On PC?
I think it's coming... No, I think it might be a PS4 exclusive.
I think it's PS4 exclusive.
Which is unfortunate. I mean, but the good thing is that it runs at 60 frames per second PS4. On PlayStation 4. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's not the best looking game I've ever seen, but like it runs 60 frames per second on PlayStation. This is the beta. Like, I got to give them props literally just for that, because that shit don't happen no more. Like, honestly, it's impressive. No. Like, the whole game's impressive. I was just impressed. And I'm really sad that I only played it for one night. I really wish I started it early. But I guess I got a nice taste, and when the game comes out, I'll be, you know, ready to eat it all up.
Okay.
I'm really happy that, like, Souls-style games are more or less starting to become, like, its own genre now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's such, like, a good just, like, format to, like, put ideas on and just come out of.
Yeah.
Like, we've got Nioh coming out. Good. We've got Let It Die from Suda51 coming out.
Oh, that game was excellent at PAX.
That was... probably the best game at PAX, in my opinion.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna disagree. I would probably rank it my second or third, but
I'm gonna say we happy few are.
No. Okay. No, I actually have a lot of beef with We Happy Few.
Oh man, all the beef.
I talked about this briefly in my in the article I wrote over the summer about games that have caught my interest, like for the second half of 2016, and I mentioned We Happy Few. Suffice to say, at PAX East, like I'm a huge BioShock fan, so you know when I started hearing about We Happy Few, you know, this BioShock inspired game, like I was super hyped up. I thought it was going to be the coolest shit ever. And when I got to PAX, I was like, okay, if there's only one game I play at this con, it has gotta be We Happy Few. I'm so pumped for this game. I wait an hour and a half in line. I wait an hour and a half. I get up there. And We Happy Few is a roguelike. And they said that for the purposes of the demo, if you die, it's gonna send you to a continue screen. The demo itself should last about 20 minutes, give or take. 5 minutes in, I die, I don't get the continue screen, it glitches out and sends it right back to the beginning. And I'm kind of confused at this point because I was told that I'd be taken to a continue screen, so I tell one of the devs, hey, it didn't send me to the continue screen, and he was like, oh, get off. Get out, you're done. And I was like, but I only played for 5 minutes, and he was like, we gotta keep the line moving, keep going, and so I waited an hour and a half to play 5 minutes, so I'm very bitter against We Happy Few, but no, the best game I think I played at PAX was a game called Y2K, which is an Earthbound inspired...
Man, a single word.
It's an Earthbound inspired RPG. developed by Axe Studios, and it's got, like, a bunch of preview images out right now. The style that the art's done in looks really cool. It's supposed to be pretty expansive, and the soundtrack is supposed to be really good. I can't remember all the people who were on it, but the most memorable name on the soundtrack is Toby Fox.
Oh, wow.
And for, in case any of you somehow don't know who that is, he's the guy who... Undertale.
Yeah.
Which actually, it dawned on me recently that Undertale's gonna be turning one.
Yeah.
In like... a little over a week.
And this will be Undertale.
It feels like it's been so much longer.
Yeah.
Nobody can protect it, though.
It feels like it's been out for 20 years.
On like a whole tangent about Undertale. It's so weird because I used to read Homestuck before it ended. Because it ended fucking finally after 7 years. It was so weird to see the fan community. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say fandom because that's a really cringy word.
It is.
But it was so weird to see the fan community of Undertale like go through the exact same motions that the one from Homestuck did.
Yeah.
But like in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, Undertale is something that I think the fan base, like, it popped up really quickly and then it fizzled out. Like just as quickly as it appeared. Like, it was huge. It was obnoxious for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Two, maybe three.
Yep.
And then I just stopped hearing about it completely.
Yeah. I mean, with good reason.
It's been rediscovered by 10-year-olds.
Oh, fuck.
I mean,
That's kind of what happens with games that you can really only play once, though.
Well, okay, only play once in quotation marks, because you know the point of Undertale is to play it.
Experience.
Yeah, because like there's three main endings for Undertale, so you're technically supposed to play it three times. I hate like 90% of the fan base, but I will still give Undertale credit where it's due. I like Undertale.
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent. I'm also a huge fan of Earthbound, though. So, I mean, I'm really biased.
This
I'm
was shocked. Already established, like, a minute ago.
I just hate the fact that the fan base seemed like they were 12, and then I went to camp, and they were actually 12. Or 9. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
And you know what the worst part was, though? Something that I noticed in particular, like, particularly around, like... the art community, both, I hate saying it, but DeviantArt and like also like other, but also but also other art sites like Pixiv and
what
you know. Well,
Pixiv is a Japanese art site.
Yeah.
And it's generally way better quality.
Yeah,
but,
more professional.
I digress. Okay. Something I noticed on a lot of different art sites, like those two in particular, is that a lot of the people who are getting into Undertale are people who had like. Just finished Five Nights at Freddy. Like,
yeah.
I noticed, I cannot tell you, if I had a nickel for every time I would see someone say something to the effect of, I got into Undertale because, you know, my Five Nights at Freddy fanness is starting to really die down and I need something new, I need a new fix. And if I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I would have enough to fly over to wherever Scott Cawthorn lives and just knock on his door and just tell him to stop. Once and for all, just stop. Just yeah. pull the plug. Pull the plug. You're done.
Yeah. I noticed that too. Like, at camp again. Like, this year it was Undertale. The year before that it was Five Nights at Freddy's. Yep. And I'm like, why are 10-year-olds playing this game?
Well, Five Nights at Freddy's, I absolutely understand why 10-year-olds are playing it. Because yeah. it's so edgy.
And so scary. I just don't think a 10-year-old is edgy. Well, mostly because I wasn't when I was 10.
Yeah, yeah. But unlike also Undertale, though, like, Five Nights at Freddy's is something that you can just... You can understand it real quickly. There's no... I mean... Undertale isn't something that requires a lot of thought, yeah, but at the yeah. same time, it has more direction than Five Nights at Freddy's, which is literally just beep, boop, push button.
Yeah.
Undertale, you have to... I mean, Undertale... I'm not saying Undertale is hard by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying it requires more thoughts.
You have to be able to read.
You have to be able to read. You have to be able to read.
You don't have to read in order to play Five Nights at Freddy's. You don't have to read in order to play Five Nights at Freddy's.
I mean, I think the big problem, I guess, is that kids aren't... adults, you know, so yeah.
like that's my big thing.
They can't, like, the few games they buy, they're gonna be the ones recommended by their YouTube gods.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
And like, so, and like, they don't know, like, where to find interesting things. They yeah. have YouTube, so yeah. YouTube tells them, oh, Five Nights at Freddy's the big thing, so all the kids are on Five Nights at Freddy's. Oh, Minecraft's the big thing, all the kids are on Minecraft. Oh, now Undertale's the big thing, all the kids are on Minecraft. I don't have any problem with them. They're still finding their way in the world. The problem is that you need to stop making people fuck Toriel, because that's not right.
We agreed to push that from our memories.
games you've been playing.
Yes, anyway, I also have one more thing about Undertale and Homestuck being, like, the same.
Don't fuck them.
Yeah. That also, it was weird to learn about the development of Undertale. And, like, I actually heard about it while Homestuck was still, like, a thing. And Andrew Hussey was basically like, yeah, there's someone, like, living in my basement working on a game. That game was Undertale.
And you know, based on what I've heard about Toby Fox, that doesn't sound like an exaggeration.
Nope, not at all.
So we throw food down there every once in a while.
Yeah, no, not even. He comes out at, like, 4 a.m. and he, like, looks for food scraps that are, like, left on the floor and he just,
honestly,
like
claws them out. That implies that Andrew Hussey is asleep at 4 a.m.
That's
not, like,
very true.
Doing whatever he does.
Goat mom.
He's an enigma.
He's doing goat mom.
No.
No, he's
no,
not.
No, he's not.
No one's doing goat mom. She died in my storyline, alright?
So games.
Yeah, games.
That are not Undertale.
What are those?
I got skipped.
Oh, you...
But I also didn't play anything new, so... I have been playing more Dual Destinies than I was last week, solely because Spirit of Justice comes out really soon, yeah. and it has recently come to my attention that I will be able to, in fact, get Spirit of Justice, unlike what I thought before, so I'm really trying to finish Dual Destinies before it's out.
All these commissions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Commissions.
Yeah, if you want an art commission, Kendi is the person to go to.
Yes, please.
We are currently commissioning her for a bunch of new things for the Lifecast.
I did Deanna's picture, I did Sydney's picture.
Also, the intro, I probably shouldn't mention this like 20 minutes in, but our intro has changed, and it's by our own Tiffany. She did a real good job, mm-hmm. and I'm absolutely in love with it. So,
thanks.
Adam.
I didn't get a chance to really play much of anything in the past week.
Same.
It's been a massively, massively busy week yet again.
It's
but
just the way.
It's just the way right now. It'll die down
started,
soon.
So.
Yeah, but, school's just started. Like, I have a ton of shit at work.
And only two of us aren't students.
Yes.
The thing I managed to play was the final wing of One Night in Karazhan, which was the newest Hearthstone expansion. And, I actually really liked this wing.
As easy?
No, this week is actually super hard.
Oh.
I didn't try any of the heroics, but yeah. I just kind of like mindlessly went through all of them again.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, I start with 10 minutes this time.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Well, that was last week.
Was that last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, no, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm mixing them up.
Uh-huh.
No, I did it, man. I swear to God, that guy with the two portals. And you go put them on the left side, the right side, you get Wind Fury or Armor Man. Fuck you.
So, yeah, much.
This is a friendly podcast.
Much unlike my opinions of previous weeks, I actually enjoyed this week's.
Dave's not here. Don't do it.
I'm kicking you from the Discord server if you do it again.
Everyone's getting kicked from the Discord server. Nobody's gonna fucking be in it. This is gonna be an empty room.
With me talking to myself.
No, you're kicked too.
Just got it
your kick.
I just got it fixed.
I'll ban you. I'll ban my mother from Discord. I'll ban my own ass.
Sometimes you have to, you know.
Wouldn't that make the server just go away if you ban yourself?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Jake has already tainted it with lewd. It's
maybe like once.
Tainted.
I'll taint it with pie.
No, please.
We did that already.
Please never say that sentence again.
Yeah,
we did that already.
It just doesn't sound right.
Pie's great.
Raspberry pie.
Anyway.
So Dan, what have you been playing?
Adam wasn't done.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I know you're playing favorites, Kennedy, but Adam's done.
It's interrupt everybody.
I just don't want to talk about tainting things with pie.
I'm still here.
But pie's great.
I found myself enjoying the boss fights a lot more this week.
Oh, okay.
Some of them, I actually don't remember what the first one was. It was the Portals Dragon, and then it was Malkazar.
It was the guy, he gave everyone +3 spell power.
Okay, so that one sucked.
Yeah.
But,
the second one was pretty cool.
The Portals one was really cool. So basically there's two sides. The minions you put on the left get Wind Fury, the ones you put on the right get Taunt. And
cool. No, they take one damage.
Oh, they take one damage at a time, that's right. They take one damage at a time. The other one was Taunt, though. Right, Red Riding Hood one. Yeah. Was Taunt.
What's today, the 6th?
And, today's the 6th.
Yes.
And the final fight, Prince Malkazar, which is actually the hardest one in the entire set. I have two fights that are keeping me from getting the cool heroic card back, and that fight is Prince Malkazar and the heroic chess. All the other ones have been are substantially easy, and these are the only two challenges.
I can see that one being pretty hard. I actually lost. That was like one of my first losses to normal mode, and it was because I killed the first lady so quickly that he started with 8 mana, and I was on 4.
So
I made that mistake, and I just lost right there.
This is the first one where you actually have to think, where it's like, oh, hey, I could kill this lady right now, but I have 5 mana. Maybe I should just take some damage for the next 3 turns. And, like, there hasn't been a fight... in this expansion yet, where you've had to manage your resources quite like this, where it's like, okay, I'm behind on mana, so I'd rather sacrifice some life points and my board just to be at even grounds with Malkazar once he comes in. I appreciate you all listening.
No,
I'm sorry.
I was being really rude.
I also Thanks, was listening, but also bad stuff.
I was listening, but we just came up with the episode title.
Is it Tainting Pie?
No, it's Raspberry Taint and Pie, in parentheses.
Oh, no.
I heard, but a lot of it went in one ear and out the other because I don't know jack
this
shit.
This just reminds me of that conversation.
I'm not going to lie. I wish I could understand what you were talking about.
When I tried to hack the planet and I refused to go in my dorm and I tried to make up Jake's imaginary girlfriend with a flavored vagina that changed flavors based on the
That shit lasted an hour and a half.
We are shutting that down right now.
Can't believe, thanks to Sydney, we can't upload this on YouTube and get it monetized.
I wasn't planning on monetizing through YouTube now anyway.
Well, good, because we can't.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I swear too much.
It's like vagina or some bullshit.
Yeah, it's mostly a tag system.
It's mostly tags and... titles.
Yep.
Let's just tag ourselves
our
as
title
vaginas.
Has taint in it.
I think we're beyond saving at this point.
Does that mean the song Tainted Love is gonna be flagged?
Oh my god.
Maybe.
You know Does that mean that everything pertaining to Suicide Squad, just anything?
Yeah.
Oh,
anything.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that, because Boogie got that one video flagged because it said suicide in the...
Yeah. Oh shit. And that was
the
suicide prevention.
Yeah,
that was
the suicide prevention video.
That, like, people who open up about their issues with suicide and, like, coming out to their family are getting flagged because it's not advertiser friendly.
Yeah.
Like, going back to, like, the 12-year-olds on YouTube, like, these are their idols. They're looking up to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what if a 12-year-old is having these thoughts? Because they certainly fucking do. You know? Where are they going to go for help? Are they going to tell their parents? Hell fucking no.
It's very ironic that you should bring up the 12-year-old audience, because that is a big part of why YouTube is most likely doing this. Because the thing is, you know, kids are, like, one of the best demographics to market to, like, alongside men ages 18 to 24. Because, you know, kids have their parents' money.
Yeah.
And kids, the thing is, when they watch videos on YouTube, they're not going to go out and they're not going to, like, search for different things or, like, try and branch out. No, they're going to watch the same 2 or 3 videos dozens of times until they can say them word for word. And then they're going to watch videos by the same guy. So...
It's mostly just so you can... I see you. so it's mostly just an attempt to, like, really cash in on that audience.
Yeah.
Because they're realizing
well,
that it's making up a
they're
bigger...
not cashing in on
well,
anything.
Okay,
no.
Well, figuratively speaking, yeah. You know, it's them trying to...
Trying to make...
Pander to that market.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I think it's really unfortunate.
Children aren't as innocent as people think.
Absolutely.
That's yeah, not at all.
Especially, especially not 12-year-olds. Oh, if, we're, no. if we're talking about an 8-year-old, he's like, I love SpongeBob. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about, where's a 12-year-old?
Yeah. When, like, 4-year-olds ask you, like, the sexual questions, it's so uncomfortable because you don't know how to answer them,
yeah.
But you know that if you lie to them, they know you're lying.
Yeah.
Because they already know the answer, and they're just trying to, like, trick you and telling you more, and I'm like, you are 5 and shouldn't know about this.
Why don't you just say no and run away?
That's what I do with all my
that's
problems.
How my parents handle
I tell them to ask their parents, because then they can be aware of what's going
yeah.
into your
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as YouTube is concerned, everybody, until they hit, like, age 14 is very innocent, but yeah, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
That is another
getting
podcast for another
getting.
Day.
I have
yeah.
a lot of things
save it
to
for
say.
Another podcast,
but like, I have a whole lot of problems with how parents like treat their kids at certain ages.
Yeah, Malcazar is a clear example of bad kids. he clearly has like way too much of an ego. Fucking his daddy Juraxis was a real asshole.
Are they?
No, I think they're brothers or something.
They're brothers?
And I had her daughter fight over
you saw one more thing? Why do you play so many video games?
God damn.
He's been interrupted like 8 times.
We keep going on tangents.
Yeah.
I can leave.
Continue. No, it's okay.
The second thing I played was today, you know,
We don't know, that's
oh,
why we're
yeah,
asking.
You guys are judging me. I tried World of Warcraft again.
Oh.
Again. You did a class trial.
Yeah, the first time I played World of Warcraft was when they had the Hearthstone promotion and you'd get Lady Liadrin if you got to level a character up to 20.
And then Paladins sucked.
And then Paladins
that.
Sucked. And so today I tried. Pat graciously let me use his account, and Sydney graciously let me use her laptop to...
And mouse.
To play...
playing WoW on trackpad is not fun.
No,
it's not.
To try
my
the
laptop
new...
laptop kit, run WoW. Well...
To try the new expansion, Legion. And they have a new thing,
they're called Class Trials.
Class
Basically,
Trials.
It gives you a level 100,
mm-hmm.
and lets you play for, till, from what I saw, till you get your artifact weapon.
Yeah, that took me like 3 hours, maybe a little more.
Well, that's because you got logged out when I went away.
Okay, but like, yeah, no, like maybe like two, it probably took me like 2.5, closer to 3 hours that entire day.
Yeah.
I mean, for just like a thing to try out a class, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed my time a lot more than I did this time. And I don't quite know why, because I was doing relatively the same things. It's the quests seemed more interesting. They seemed harder. They seemed... I had to do things a lot differently. But I was still just pressing numbers profusely.
Yeah.
Very rapid.
One and two. And
yeah.
one and two.
I could make a nice rhythm game out of it.
If you are like playing like
rhythm
give you a like a level 100,
yeah.
that means you're more late game.
Yeah.
And that's what I said when you were complaining.
Yeah. The only good thing about MMOs is the late game.
Yep.
Everything
yeah.
else is trash.
The
I
only
like
all right thing.
Yeah, the
about
only
MMOs.
All right thing. Good.
MMOs are bad games you play with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they are.
And fortunately for me, because I'm a sucker for the thing I talked about previously, they're having like a tie-in thing with Hearthstone. Pat told me that they're doing a Karazhan dungeon
yeah,
releasing next week.
That's pretty cool.
In the next patch. Is
yeah.
coming out.
Is it,
a, it looks great.
Is yeah. it like of a similar theme of the Hearthstone one?
Yeah.
Because the theme
yeah.
is very different.
Like,
is it like a play theme? Like, am I going to be able to watch Barnes' plays?
There's, from what my cousin told me, there used to be whatever it's called, Karazhan
yeah, yeah.
dungeon in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was. At Blizzard.
And, no, because he's played since like vanilla. And,
unlike you.
Blizzard.
You were.
I guess they got rid of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're bringing it back and they're having new plays.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the plays work is you get to that part of the raid
mm-hmm.
and a guy comes up on stage.
I bet it's Barnes.
I don't know.
It's Melrose.
Barnes is a play master.
Okay. And he gives a little spiel
mm-hmm.
and announcing the play, and you fight that specific play.
That's so cool.
And
that's really cool.
Mm. And I believe there's 3 different types of plays.
Yeah.
And each time you do the raid is a different one.
That kind of reminds me of in Pokemon Black and White 2, where you could fight in the movie scenes.
Yeah, that was really fucking cool.
And each different one has its own strat.
Yeah,
to beat it.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, like, that sounds very similar to the old Karazhan raid, because I watched a lot of lore videos on on Karazhan.
They're really good.
And
Warcraft lore is so good.
Yeah. And Karazhan's also really good.
It seems very similar. And if it doesn't cost me a significant amount of money to get into that by next week, I might actually try to.
He was telling me, like, from the old Karazhan, one was like Romeo and Juliet.
Or what did they call Romulo and Julianne.
Julianne.
Romulo and Juliet.
They had to die at the same time to complete the raid.
That's so cool.
That's
really cool.
That's a cool concept, but I fucking hate Romeo and Juliet.
The three.
I'm an English major, and you know that there are better Shakespeare plays, first of all, and that there are better plays than just Shakespeare. Unpopular opinion.
But Romeo and Juliet is at least better than Julius Caesar.
Debatable.
No, it's not.
Yeah, in the they had a whole Hearthstone wing that was the three raids, the three plays from the previous raid. Okay. There was the Romeo and Julianne, the
Fuck if I remember.
The big bad wolf one.
The plates.
Yeah.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Ironically, I remember the plates a lot because of how much I
No, no, not chess.
No, chess was just an
chess
element
was
of it.
The first one.
I can't remember the third one.
I forget, but...
Big bad wolf, Romeo and Juliet, and... I don't care.
I honestly don't fucking care. This isn't a useful thing. I'm trying to find it, but it's not useful.
But it's cool.
So yeah, I enjoyed WoW for the first time, and I think it's mainly because of my love for Hearthstone.
Love.
That's a good song.
Your love-hate.
Love is complicated.
Your emotions Hearthstone.
Love when I'm talking about it, hatred when I'm playing it.
Yeah.
So your mixed feelings for Hearthstone.
Is that all?
That's all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For listening.
All right. We're here, Adam, for you. Splicing sentences. Damn, what are you playing?
All right, so before I start, I just want to say I've just been watching like the audio waves on Audacity this whole time, and it's like super mesmerizing.
Yeah, isn't it?
Right?
It's really.
But in terms of what I've been playing, recently I've picked up a game I haven't played since like maybe 10th grade.
Oh God,
Overwatch.
It's totally. It's back from when I was like just getting out of my weeaboo phase, probably.
That's a good sign.
When did you get
just
out?
Just getting out.
Yeah. Implied that it had an end.
Yeah, implying that it had an end, yeah. It was the Toho fighting game.
Oh my
Toho
God.
Toho
12.3.
12.3?
Is this Kingdom Hearts?
There are more Toho fighting games, though.
There are more. There's 10.5 as well.
I think some of the early ones are also fighting games.
Yeah. In fact, you have to connect 10.5 to 12.3 to get the full roster.
Fucking those aren't even near each other.
I'm pretty sure like 10th grade is the exact last time I talked about Toho also.
Hey.
Like, wow. In depth. I know I mentioned it a couple times on the podcast, but...
Yeah. The last time I played this game was before I had a competitive mindset for fighting games. So back then I was just mashing buttons. So going back to it now, where I actually understand neutral game and like learn combos and like know all this like weird shit I never knew about fighting games before, it's a really like interesting thing to like look at and see how like the entire game is like so different now that I actually know how to play it. Like, the neutral game is so stupid. It's nothing but projectiles, and I love it.
What is
just like real
game?
Toho?
Neutral game is when neither side is at a particular advantage or disadvantage, and you're both trying to gain the advantage on your opponent.
Okay.
It's mostly mind games and spacing and all that kind of stuff, and trying to get in.
Interesting.
And for Toho, it's you have three different attacks. You have your just physical attacks, your weak projectile, and your strong projectile. And you also have cards, which are like your specials. You don't have inputs, you just have these cards that do special animations and attacks and stuff. And a lot of the neutral game is like learning how your projectiles fly across the screen, how much time you have to spend in the air, how you get in, and just in general, just like shooting your bullets everywhere. And it's really fun. And I got the online to work. And the community is sparse, but there.
Yeah.
And what is there? Are they friendly?
I mean, most Toho fans are like super weebish, and
but
I don't
are they
really...
friendly weebs?
Some.
If you can get them to talk to you.
If you can get them to talk, yeah.
In my experience, a lot of Toho fans are just elitist.
Not necessarily elitist, they just don't like people.
Well, I mean, I guess that's who. I mean, I also don't know too many Toho fans, and when I was trying to get into Toho, I was never able to really get into the community very much.
Yeah.
But
I didn't get into the community much either. I just played the games and talked with a couple friends.
See, yeah. I think the big reason I couldn't get into Toho was because I had, oh, which one was it? I had 8, and that one worked fine, and I liked it a lot. But I had 10 or 13, I can't remember which.
Probably had 10.
Regardless of which one I had, it virused my computer.
Great.
So when I figured that out, I stopped playing it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I think I played it like 2 or 3 times before AVG came up and was like, yo, this whole thing is a bad.
Yeah. That's fine. Toho 10 is bad anyway.
I liked 8 though. 8,
8 is the best. Like, it's like objectively the best Toho game.
Damn.
But yeah, I've been playing 12.3 a lot. It's really fun, and you should play it. You can, if you just Google Toho 12.3, it's like fucking everywhere.
So it's not hard to find.
It's not hard to find at all. So go look it, check it out. It's free.
Cool. Adam, you have some news stories for us.
I have a news story.
One?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A single news.
There's one news.
It's been sparse for news.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a little more for today.
We have 2 things that we can talk about.
No, we have 3.
Well.
We have 3.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think, honestly, I think that's a little more or about the same amount as we've had.
Should we wait for Greg for the direct one? Because he said he wanted it.
Yeah, let's wait for Greg
on that.
Yep, so you can...
Let's get the Persona out of the way first.
All right, so Persona 5 got, what was it, a 39 out of 40 by Famitsu. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure, how many of us have pre-ordered or plan on pre-ordering 5? Because I'm not going to pre-order it.
I won't pre-order anything anymore.
Yep. Oh. Well, I pre-ordered the Take Your Heart edition, and Persona is one of my all-time favorite series, and by series, I mean 3 and 4. But regardless, Persona 3 and 4 are two of my favorite games of all time. I consider them to be my favorite JRPGs, second only to Earthbound. So, like, I'm so ready. Yeah. I'm so ready for this game.
You can import it right now if you really like to.
I don't have a PS4. No Man's
Sky. Luckily, the club does.
No Man's Sky kind of fucked everyone in the ass, so...
Kinda?
Yeah,
kinda?
You know what? I'm still healing.
Did it fuck you gently with a chainsaw?
No! Not even gently! Fuck No Man's Sky,
I
honestly.
Love that code.
Oh my god! It's so bad. What happened?
The internet
back, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I'm really upset. I'm never pre-ordering a game again. Lesson learned.
Just pre-ordering is bad.
We're talking about Persona.
The only games that I pre-order lately are ones that I'm like really confident that I'm going to like. Persona 5, you know, like I said, 3 and 4, 2 of my all-time favorite games. It got a 39 out of 40 on Famitsu. Right now I have the Bioshock Collection pre-order because Bioshock 1 and Infinite are my favorite games.
You know what you're getting.
You can't mess those games up.
No, you totally could. You could, like, break the ports of them. That's happened time and time again.
Just look at Zone of the Enders.
No, I think you mean, look at Silent Hill.
Look
at Silent Hill!
Silent
Hill has an excuse of the games just being horrible to port over. Zone of the Enders doesn't have that.
You know why? You know why they're horrible?
Silent Hill.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, quick history lesson from your resident Silent Hill fan.
But I'm a social
major.
Okay, so what happened with the Silent Hill HD port is that after Silent Hill for the Room came out, Team Silent, which is the dev team that made Silent Hill, they were disbanded, suffice to say. They were no more. And fast forward a couple years, you know, most of the Silent Hill games we're getting now are really shitty, so they decide, okay, you know what, fuck it, we're gonna go on this trend of, you know, putting a collection out with the main series. And Team Silent, when they disbanded, they took a lot of their files with them.
Oh.
So about half of Silent Hill, the HD collection, particularly on the PS3, was made from the ground up, which is why it's often said, and I agree with this completely, that the PS3 version actually looks much worse than the PS2 versions because the budget just wasn't there. They had to do a lot of it from the ground up. My favorite thing to talk about when I talk about the quality of the HD Silent Hill HD collection is that in Silent Hill 2, you could walk to the sign that says Welcome to Silent Hill,
And in the PS2 version, it's your standard, you know, serif font. It's like Times New Roman or something like that. And in the PS3 version, it's in comic. Goddamn motherfucking Sans.
Who decided this in a Silent Hill game?
Why would they name that font?
And
comic goddamn motherfucking Sans.
And
might as well.
Another very notable glitch that happens in it, or happened, I should say, past tense, is the notorious Blue Heather. The protagonist is Silent Hill 3. Her name is Heather. And according to the dev team who worked on the Silent Hill HD collection up until, like, just before release, from the beginning of their time working on it to just before release, they couldn't know, they didn't figure out why, they don't know how they fixed it. It just happened. Heather was blue. Heather was just a blue sprite.
Incredible.
They don't know how it happened, they don't know how they fixed it, but it's referred to as the Blue Heather glitch. Nobody knows how it happened, nobody knows why, nobody knows how it got fixed, but it happened.
Long story short, Konami happened.
Konami happened.
Longer story short, never ever pre-order games.
Just don't
pre-order albums, like musical albums.
Not
That's
even that.
Shit.
Just don't pre-order anything.
Just don't pre-order stuff.
Unless it's going to run out.
Yeah.
Like the Take Your Heart edition of Persona 5. It's an Atlas game. Like if you wait 10 minutes, it's gone.
I mean, I will advocate for pre-ordering albums. Because, you know, generally with a music artist, you know what you're getting.
And not to mention, it's also generally easier to return it.
I can't do that.
It's still in stock.
I don't buy albums.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There were a couple GameStop near me that ran out pretty
quickly. I just have nothing to play them on.
Yeah. And I know I was talking to Jane earlier about it, and they said that it ran out pretty quick, too.
There are only two albums I've pre-ordered. One because it was a limited edition, one because I cannot stop listening to the three songs that they've released already. If you look at my Spotify, it's pretty embarrassing, actually. It's just like Bastille, 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 maybe Perturbator, Bastille, 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 Bastille.
By any chance, are you a Bastille fan?
No.
Are you a Bastille fan?
Brazil.
I'm pretty much a groupie at this point, like except I don't travel.
It's okay, Diana. I really like French history, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and talk about the French Revolution.
Huh? That's my favorite time.
Groupies travel with the band, don't they?
But what does that have to do with France?
The Bastille.
Oh, okay.
Like the Bastille.
I'm trying to think of like a connection between French and groupie. And nothing was coming to me.
You guys ever met groupies?
Wild World is gonna be great.
No.
I don't like people.
Anyway.
Or concerts, they're loud.
I've never met somebody who considers himself a groupie.
Yeah, I've also, like, never been in a situation where I would be meeting groupies.
That's
like,
true,
yeah.
I haven't either.
Like, there might be like, hey, like, oh, I saw a groupie. I saw them, like, fawning over a famous person, but I can't be like, oh, hi, how are you doing? Yeah, I'm a groupie.
I mean, my friend does that, but she doesn't identify as a groupie.
Met one self-identified groupie, and it was last year. This is going to be really embarrassing. My friend Julia and I, we're trash. We went to a Frank Iero concert. And for those of you who don't know who Frank Iero is.
I don't know what that is. Not even close.
He's from My Chemical Romance.
So he's not Gerard Way.
He's the one who's not Gerard Way or Mikey. Anyway, Mikey's Gerard's brother. Come on. So Julia, she absolutely loves Frank and MCR much more than I do, but I still love MCR. I'll admit it. But we got there like 4 hours early, and we thought we were going to be like the first people there because it's Oklahoma. It's hot as hell. And there was this, I don't want to sound rude, but like she looked like she hadn't showered in like 2 months.
Oh.
No, that's how I always imagine groupies is like just
and,
scrungy.
Okay, like literally imagine if someone who hadn't showered in 2 months walked into a Hot Topic with $100. And
that's the opposite of hip hop groupies where they're extremely cleaned and groomed.
Yes. Yeah. But
I just hate that.
And she was just sitting there and she was like, "Are you here for Frank?" And we were like, "Oh yeah, this is our first Frank concert." And she was like, "I've been on every show during this tour." And like, whoa. We were sitting there just
Kennedy's
minding
fucking
her.
Selling the role right now.
And like we were just sitting there minding our own business. Like Julia was on her phone, I was playing Final Fantasy on mine, and this chick, she just keeps looking at us because for a long time, the three of us are the only people in line. And she's just like, "Did you know this really obscure fact about Frank? Did you know that his favorite pie on Tuesdays is
raspberry.
No, god damn it.
Did you know that earlier this day, Frank Iero blanked at exactly 3:29 in the morning, and we were just just like
in the morning.
Yeah. And, and we were just sitting there nodding, you know, trying to be polite. You know,
I feel like.
And we get to the concert. Finally, you know, she does this until, you know, more people get in line, and then she starts doing it to other people. We finally get in the concert, and me and Julia, like, you know, we make a beeline for the stage, you know, trying to get really up close. And this bitch
oh my God.
Gets directly in front of us. Directly in front of us. Like, she earned it.
Yeah, she fucking
coming.
Earned it. You guys waited in line for a day. She waited in line for a year.
But, like, she, like, intersects us. And suddenly, like, 50 other people show up, and suddenly we're in, like, the third or fourth row, and we're just sitting there, like, looking at each other, like, how did that happen?
Sometimes you just gotta accept it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Like, if it means that much, I'd be like, fine, I'll take the third row.
Yeah.
And Kennedy, you third or fourth row is nice, because you don't have to sit like this.
Oh, no, it's nice, too. Don't get me wrong, but, like, I just remember us standing there, like,
who the fuck?
She doesn't look like she can move that fast. Look at her shoes. Those are some tall ass platforms.
Oh,
like,
God, no.
How's this happening?
Flashback to this morning.
Flashback to Hot Topic circa 10 years ago.
Pat and Lucian and I just looked at Doll's Kill Shoes and judged all of them.
Oh, okay.
So now that Greg is in
so
the room,
take us to news quickly because we have news and then a question.
A question. Last Wednesday.
A very important one.
Let's try to not get sidetracked for the fifth time.
Yeah,
last
sorry.
Wednesday, about 12 hours after we recorded a podcast, Nintendo decided to have a Direct.
Yep. And Mother 3 wasn't confirmed.
Poor timing.
So it was trash.
I will run down the list of things that were announced. They announced a new Pikmin game for the Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah. That seems to be getting a lot of backlash.
And
people are petitioning to just shut it down.
And it's like a 2D side scroller.
Nobody wants people to make games.
Well, yeah. Welcome to
You tried something different. How dare you?
Yeah, but this is like
I think it looks adorable
it's
and
like
it should come out.
I mean,
like
I've never played a Pikmin game. I think it looks cute, but I'm also not a Pikmin fan.
I never liked Pikmin in the first place. No. I honestly don't think the games are that good.
I'm not a big fan of Pikmin, like, at all.
But, like to me, it just looked like it's, like, the exact same thing, but 2D.
Yeah.
Like, so. This doesn't insult me the way Blast Ball did. But, like, but on the same hand, like, this is... So, Greg, you didn't watch the Direct. It's a Pikmin platformer, and, like, you'll just throw the Pikmin, and they'll, like, solve puzzles for you.
Yes.
And you can throw them into fire.
And you can throw them into fire, is what I gathered.
Yeah, the red ones, because they're fire Pikmin.
I mean, I don't see
no,
what
the other
is.
Ones, and you kill them.
Oh.
Okay. Pikmin 3 just came out a couple years ago.
The
I don't
Wii
know why people were expecting, like...
Yeah. A Pikmin 4,
I think it's fine that, like, we're getting a 2D one.
Yeah.
I like that Nintendo takes time with their sort of, like, main series of games.
Yes.
And they're not, like, Assassin's Creed, and they come out literally every year.
Yeah.
It just seems super strange. Maybe it's because they don't have many other properties they can... use
work with.
Right now, because you know Nintendo has a small list and they just rotate through. So maybe they just want to try something new with Pikmin.
Alright.
But people
they're
don't
probably
see
also trying to save a lot of their effort for the NX.
Absolutely, they're trying to put as little.
Like, it's supposed to come out next year,
March. Yeah.
Yeah.
As little cost and effort as possible into their consoles that have massive user bases. But oh well. And then. A few things about the Zelda 30th anniversary. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword is now available on eShop for Wii U.
Will Wii U eShop be on NX?
Maybe. If I know. I don't even know what NX is. No one does.
I hope so, because I don't want to buy the Wii U to play Skyward Sword and then buy the NX like a few months later.
But you have a Wii already.
You can just play Skyward Sword on your
Wii. It's not different.
I think the disc thing is broken. I cleaned it out. I haven't turned it on yet.
Well,
so
it's certainly cheaper to get a Wii.
Oh, Kennedy locked out.
Kennedy locked herself out of the room.
I need to replay through Skyward Sword.
No.
Unpopular opinion. It's one of the best Zelda games. Everyone
is
doesn't fucking attack me.
On
me.
Is it not spark this conversation?
Is it unpopular? It's always just been kind of polarizing.
Which Zelda game?
Skyward Sword.
Oh, unpopular opinion. It is my second favorite Zelda game, right behind Majora's Mask.
Well, that's not. Yeah, but that's not like unpopular. That's your
it's
opinion.
Great.
You know, like,
it's great. Go home, everybody. Attack me on Twitter at nerd.
I think it's perfectly good. I don't.
People who say it's good and bad.
I don't really understand like the whole like hatred for the motion controls. It worked really fine for me.
Yeah.
And so like I definitely wouldn't say it's one of the best Zelda games, but like. I really don't understand like the violent hatred that lots of people have for it.
Yep.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
And they're releasing 4 special amiibos. They're releasing an 8-bit Link, which looks absolutely
he has
atrocious.
A nose.
Yeah,
he has a fucking nose.
It's a nugget. It's a nugget.
Like, the 8-bit Mario did they give had him a really nose? Cute charm to it. Yeah, Zelda just looks gross. Looks,
yeah, Link looks, it's because it doesn't look like Zelda.
Link. No. You're right, it looks like a lot like Link.
It doesn't look like Link either. Like Link. It doesn't look like fucking Legend of Zelda. The Mario one is like literally like, oh, this is the spray from the game.
I could have seen if they did it like top down.
Yeah.
Maybe like,
what?
Yeah, but yeah. We always picture like, him without a nose block? Because yeah. That's what we have. Yeah, so just don't give him a nose.
Yeah.
The Powerpuff Girls
there's
thing.
There's just a gap. There's just a hole where his nose
is. No, just give him a flat,
like a snowman
chibi
when
face.
You pull the carrot out and there's just a gaping just hole?
That reminds me of an episode of a TV show I watched.
Was it Jack Frost?
No, it's the Nick. Someone got syphilis and their nose fell off.
Oh!
Okay.
What?
They're releasing a 2-pack of Zelda amiibo. Their Wind Waker inspired one. There's a Toon Link and a Toon Zelda one.
That's adorable.
And yeah,
I'm probably gonna get
that. And really Link cute. Points at her boobs.
Yeah, Link has his wand and it's pointing directly at Zelda's boobs, which I find hilarious.
But tell everybody about the most important amiibos.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there.
We still have to talk about the Ocarina.
The Ocarina of Time amiibo?
No,
which one are you talking about?
You were mentioning all the amiibos earlier, so I thought we were just going to do that in one fell swoop. But I'll say it when you get to it.
And then they restated that the Nintendo NES, the NES Classic Edition is launching in November.
Yep, I'll be more excited when it's an SNES.
And they don't put Earthbound on it because it didn't sell.
You know, honestly, even if they didn't put Earthbound on it, I mean, if they put Earthbound on it, that would be the icing on the cake. But there's enough good games on the SNES that I'd get it anyway. If
it's
it were
also
a good
probably
price.
Too big of a game for a plug and play system.
Probably. Yeah, it's like a.
Oh, yes.
It's a really
that's
long
very
game.
True.
It's a really long game.
In fact, most of the games I like on the SNES.
It's a plug and plug and play. You have to plug in another part to it.
You have to plug in the cartridge. It's just a new SNES.
I mean, the world of plug and play games has advanced quite a bit, so I'm pretty sure we'd be able to fit Earthbound on it.
No, like I think we meant lengthwise, not size-wise. It's like fucking 5 megabytes.
Fun fact.
Oh my god.
The length of Earthbound, or rather the size, I should say, is one of the bajillions of complications it had in development, and just another one. But you know what?
We're getting sidetracked again.
I can make an entirely separate rant about the complete history of Earthbound. Keep going.
Please
do.
Mario Sports Superstars.
I'm excited for that.
It's like a 5-in-1 so sports Mario game.
Yeah,
that doesn't have Sonic in it.
It doesn't have Sonic in it, so it's immediately better.
Yeah.
The game has baseball, tennis, golf, horse racing, and 11-on-11 soccer games.
Wait, I am so ready.
It's just a weird ass number.
11-on-11.
Are there 11 players on a team in soccer? Is that,
yes.
Is that a number?
It's full team on full team.
Okay.
So are there 10 people kicking and one being goalie person?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to try to get 22 people in a room and play that.
I don't think I even know
22
other people
who
play
Mario
games.
I don't think I own. Yeah.
Is it download play?
I don't think I have 22.
If it's download play, then it'd be super fucking easy.
Yeah, I really
not,
hope it's download play. Because they've done that with a lot of like Mario Party games.
I mean, they can't expect like 22 people to get in a room with all the controllers like plugged in, I don't even know how, and be like, okay, let's play some soccer.
Do you know who we're dealing with?
We need 22 game
cards.
Nintendo entirely would expect that.
You know what?
Anyway,
you're not wrong.
Yes. This one, I have a question for you in this one. Super Mario Maker for the Nintendo 3DS has been announced.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you make a level in Mario Maker, what do you do with it after that?
You make another one?
No. What do you do with that level? Like you're sitting, you're done making that level. What do you do next?
You make another one.
No. What do you do with that level, specifically?
You play it?
No, like, after you play, you finish the level, it's done. What are you doing?
I stop playing.
No.
You're trying to lead me somewhere and I'm not taking the bait. You upload it.
You upload it. Let me tell you a fantastic thing you can't do in this new one.
Whoa. Well, color me shocked if you can't upload it.
You can't upload them.
Oh, that's really stupid.
So this is a Mario Maker game in which you create levels and you cannot put online.
It's only local.
And you can share via Street Pass.
Bullshit.
You cannot.
That's pretty okay.
That's horrible.
No, it's not.
That's fucking horrible.
Not.
You cannot.
I haven't spent more than 10 minutes in Mario Maker.
As somebody who spent over 300 hours in it, that's horrible.
Oh.
You can't take level codes from the Wii U version and play those levels online.
Yeah, that's shitty. But like the Street Pass thing is kind of cool.
I wouldn't even mind if you couldn't use
cool,
the Wii.
But like, it's cool. Really the only way you can spread it.
Yeah. It's like, it's cool, but at the same time, if there's a specific level I want to play online, I feel like I'm lacking
it's
now
not,
in the experience. Why would I get it on the 3DS when I could get it on the Wii U?
You don't have a Wii U.
And then you're shafting
people that don't have a Wii U.
Yeah.
I feel like
Mario
Maker has the potential to be a fantastic game on handheld. And they just did it wrong.
Mario Maker is a genre called, like, you know, play, create, share.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't play levels online.
Yeah,
you can create levels,
but
then
you can't share them
effectively.
You
can't share them
to
more than like the two people who own the game, your friends who own the game. I don't know more than two people who are gonna get this game.
I'm
probably gonna get it.
Yeah.
And you know,
we'll see what happens.
You can share with Monica.
And you know what comes
Andres
to mind to me that's gonna be a problem for this is the same problem that I had with Pokemon Go when it first came out. People who live in rural areas where there's like nobody for miles, or it's just an unwise or impossible thing to walk around places.
Yeah.
It's like you're stuck. Now you can't do anything, and you miss such a large amount of the experience.
Yeah, that's also.
I was thinking of you, Kennedy.
Huh?
I made that argument the other day.
That's also.
You got me, Sid.
That's also a free to play mobile game, not a $40 3DS title.
Yeah.
Still.
At least with Pokemon Go, you don't feel bad about like. Wasting your money on something and not being able to enjoy it.
Unless you bought a lot of incubators.
Unless you make bad decisions and buy everything.
And that's your own fucking fault. I can't do much about that.
Have we discussed how broken Pokemon Go is? No? Okay.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
You can't want your money back from a free product.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
You just delete it and move on with your life.
Yeah.
With this one, they're offering a substantially cut down version. Like, cut down in ways that shouldn't be cut down. Like, honestly, if you were to make a mobile 3DS Mario Maker game, I think the first thing you cut 100% of the time is 100 man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you cut that immediately.
Yeah.
That's not a necessary function.
You don't need that.
For
Especially
a handheld version of it. For a companion version of...
If you're not going to be able to play stages online, how would 100 man even work?
Yeah. So then you can still pull the levels from 100 man, but you can't look up other levels... With codes.
So then how does 100 man work? Because like you can skip levels.
You can skip levels.
And that will just generate another one. Are they just gonna have like a stockpile of like 20 levels for you to play?
They're gonna take online levels and you can play them, but you can't search for other levels.
So you have to be connected to Wi-Fi
to
play.
Yeah, you have to be connected to Wi-Fi constantly.
So you have to be connected to a Wi-Fi connection to play this game anyway.
So we can't play Suffolk anyway.
Yeah, so we can't play at school anyway.
And not only that, but if you're connected to a Wi-Fi connection, you're obviously not really playing it on the go, because most outside Wi-Fi is horrible and you probably wouldn't want to use it anyway.
So you're
playing it in your house, where you might have a Wii U with the game anyway.
With a much better version of
it.
With a seemingly much better version, because they know it yet.
This is awful. Can we move on?
Yep.
this is clear. It's for that one guy who has a 3DS and not the Wii U and loves... He really wants a Mario Maker. But
and has friends.
I think we know that person. With all the 3DS games.
It's me.
I was thinking Monica,
yeah,
who has every 3DS game.
Considering Monica was willing to like go to the ends of the earth in that argument the other day.
Yeah.
I was just talking about Mario Maker.
She said I didn't enjoy games.
Yes. And she ended up saying people who enjoy online games are trash or something. It was a horrible argument.
She said people who can't enjoy games on their own don't know how to have fun.
I'm just saying Monica has the best 3DS collection ever.
I would have had a lot
this
more
this,
fun had I known internet existed.
This game's totally for her. And... But
other people who vehemently love the 3DS.
I realize I'm not their target audience for this, but Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yes.
So another brand new game coming out to 3DS this winter.
I'm excited for this.
Woolly World that also came out last year.
You know, when I played Woolly World for the first time, I immediately thought that it was a game that would have worked really well on the 3DS. Like, there was no reason for it to be on the Wii U rather than. The Wii U and the 3DS are just the 3DS, so I'm really happy that they decided to do this. But you know what makes me even happier?
What?
The Poochie Amiibo!
The Poochie Amiibo is so cute.
I would pre-order 10.
I'm pre-ordering that, and I'm probably going to get Mega Yarn Yoshi, too. Because I don't know how to spell
it. It doesn't really I'm not really mad that they're making this game for 3DS. I'm mad that they're calling this...
It should have been a 3DS game from the start.
I'm mad that they're calling this their 2017 library. Like, yeah, they have games for the 3DS.
It's all just old games.
And and the two main ones that they talked about were Woolly World and Mario Maker.
Yeah. Which came out
already. Which is super weird.
Games for 2017. The games you've already bought last year.
Yeah, like, I realized that...
Please don't make Kirby and the Rainbow Curse for 3DS.
Now, can someone remind me when the... 3DS port of Woolly World is supposed to be out.
February 3rd.
That is dangerously close to Persona.
That's very close to my birthday.
Well, luckily this game's like 10 minutes, so you can do it.
Well, I mean, I've already played it a lot, so I'm sure that if I got it, like, you know, one, I can just take my time because I've already played it, and two, because I've already played it, I could beat it pretty quick, but
and then they
it's
announced...
a fun game. It's very chill, and it's the cutest game I've ever played.
Yeah.
Those are all their, like, first-party things. They did announce a new update for Animal Crossing New Leaf.
For Amiibo support.
For Amiibo support.
I'm really excited about that because that means I get to put another 500 hours into Animal Crossing New Leaf.
How many hours have you put into New Leaf?
500 at least.
You sounded so soulless saying that.
You know, you just gotta look at yourself sometimes in the mirror and think, I'm here forever.
I'm here forever until I'm not here.
And forever... In Animal Crossing New Leaf is not a bad time.
What about if they make a new Animal Crossing?
I'm on board.
Are you sure?
What if they call it Leaf?
Leaf?
Leaf Animal. Green.
New Leaf.
Animal Crossing Leaf Green.
Yeah,
with Pokemon Villagers.
There wasn't any other major news.
That's all the important things.
Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised they didn't... Well, it was a 3DS Direct, but I'm surprised they didn't say anything about the Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem and other... The
mobile games.
Oh, yeah.
Coming this fall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm surprised they didn't say anything about?
Mother 3.
Mother 3!
Okay.
Guess who else is
surprised?
Yeah, right?
Like, do you honestly think Nintendo cares?
I can hold out for hope.
Okay.
It's still the 10th anniversary for another, like, 3 months. I can hope.
Alrighty.
It's coming
So we have a question.
Is that all for news?
Oh, no, the Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, the Pokemon stuff. But that's,
can we all just agree it looks hype as hell?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know what to think about the 12-hour difference, though. I legitimately am confused because it's like, is that just going to mean that, like, I'm going to be playing this game at 4 p.m., it's going to be 4 a.m., and vice versa?
If it's noon in sun, like, if it's noon where you are, it's noon in sun. If it's noon where you are, it's midnight in moon.
So the time is still going to keep going, it's just 12 hours apart?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
When it's day in sun, it's night in moon, and when it's day in moon, it's night in sun.
That's the gimmick.
Okay.
You could just change the time where you're setting.
Yeah, you could, very easily.
You just swap out your 3
as
well. If you really want to play in the daytime that much, you could just change your
settings. I mean, I did that a lot in Diamond.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we can all just agree that Pokemon looks hype as hell.
Yep. That's one I'll be getting.
I'm totally sorry.
Shall I read the question?
Yes, read the question.
We have,
and then we'll do it real quick because this is bordering on an hour now.
Yeah. We have a question from the one and only Colin W. Barry. Via Facebook.
Barry.
What is a game you'd like to see turned into a movie, and what is a movie you'd like to see turned into a game?
I already
Ratchet
know.
And Clank.
Okay, let me tell you. I have such a complicated relationship with this.
I
would love to see a properly done Silent Hill movie. Like, I know that there's already two out, and I mean, as standalone movies, I think they're decent. Good in some respects, like the visuals are breathtaking.
Yeah.
But like, I want to see like a really true adaptation of Silent Hill 2 in particular, because the movies that are out were meant to be summary movies of 1 and 3. Because that's an entirely separate plot line from 2. So I'd like to see just like a really well-adapted version of 2. Because the Silent Hill games, if you ever play them, they're begging. They are begging to be turned into movies.
I mean, everything kinda, about like, I don't really agree all that much. Because the one thing I'm 100%... Like, I think I personally prefer video games over movies in general. But like, the one thing I can 100% definitely say that movies do 100% better than movies, like, no matter what.
Movies do better than movies?
You know what I meant.
The thing
that games do 100% better than film is horror.
Absolutely.
Because
there's no doubt about that.
And especially with Silent Hill, I feel like Silent Hill is like the masterwork of that concept. And it's, I feel like that's a very like personal like horror type experience. And I don't really know if they could capture that in a film. And they tried twice and failed both times in that regard, at least.
Well, the thing with Silent
Silent Hill and why I think it would work in a movie, but only if it were really well done. Because, you know, keep again in mind with the first and the second movies is that there were a lot of creative liberties taken, as you have to do, you know, when you have to condense like a 12-hour game, it's an hour and a half, obviously. But the thing with Silent Hill, though, is that literally the first four games, at the very least, are made to be, like, interactive horror movies. That's why they have a realistic art style. That's why you see a lot of dynamic camera angles. There were games that were made with the intention of feeling like a horror movie. And I'll agree with you 100%. I love horror movies. It's my favorite genre. Horror works much better in movies than it does in games. No. All the time. But...
I was saying the other way around. I prefer horror in video games than I do in movies.
I prefer movies, but at least as far as horror goes. But my point is, Silent Hill is something that was based around the thought of being a horror movie. There are, you know, it feels like it would be right. Yeah. It feels like it would be right, and I can't say that about any other game that I know about that was... Well, I mean, I can think of plenty of games that may as well be movies because there's just no gameplay to the moon. But
Beyond Two Souls.
But that's enough with that. I love Silent Hill.
Yeah, that's a great game.
I feel like if you were to make Silent Hill into a movie... obviously you had all the right stuff, but I feel like you'd have to take some creative liberties anyway, especially with, like, how it's presented. I feel like a Silent Hill movie would honestly, like, if you were going for, like, the true atmosphere of the original games... should be done in more like a Blair Witch Project kind of style.
Absolutely. That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Can we call it The Silent Hills Have Eyes? I don't know what the movie's about.
It's about bullshit.
I like bullshit.
Bullshit.
This is a tender subject. A game that I would like to see put into a movie is Doom 4. The one that just came out.
Doom 4.
Just like a big dumb action movie?
Hell fucking yeah.
They did make Doom movies, right? With The Rock.
Amazing, the fucking climax of the movie where it goes into first person at the end.
I think I saw that movie when I was a youngin.
It's awful. It's so fun to turn your brain off with that movie. It's garbage. It's so garbage. I love it.
I watched Akira for the first time recently, and that is not a brain turn off movie.
No, it's not.
I made that mistake. So I want to watch it again. Also, a movie that I'd like to see turned into a game. I want to see Crimson Peak. Done as like a point-and-click Nancy Drew type of game.
Yeah.
That could work. You guys can't see this, but there's a lot of nodding going on.
I fucking love Crimson Peak. Oh my god. I love it so much.
That's like the one Guillermo del Toro movie I haven't seen.
Oh, you need to watch it.
I do need to watch
it. You need to watch it. I was talking about, like, with my mom, just how 2015 was a fucking lit-ass year for movies.
Yeah, Minions. Oh.
No, because you had Mad Max, Fury Road, you had Ex Machina.
Uh-huh. You know, keep going. You haven't said Minions yet. I'm a little...
You had Crimson Peak.
It's the end of the list.
Save the best for last, right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, didn't Age of Ultron come out last year? No, wait,
Ultron.
That movie was whatever.
We don't need to talk about it.
I thought it was good. Great.
I didn't see it
it's good, but it's not worth mentioning.
Minions.
I'm trying to remember things about last year, because now you guys got me thinking about movies that came out in 2015, and I'm like, shit, was that 14 or 15?
Did Birdman come out in 2015?
14.
No, that was 14. Earlier.
Still haven't seen that. Yeah.
You fucking hate
this. Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
It's very artsy.
It's an artsy, dark comedy. Because
I'm trash. I fucking
love it. It's Oscar bait.
I'm pretty sure I was the only person that laughed when he just started flying.
No, I did too.
Everyone's
I did too, okay. I don't remember who I was sitting next to, but it was just a burst of laughter.
It was probably Deanna.
I don't think it was Deanna.
No, I think... I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure I laughed for like a considerable amount longer than other people.
I think I heard you, though.
I was dying.
I remember you laughing, and that made me
a very distinct laugh.
Yeah, that's why I remember it, and I remember that made me start giggling.
Yeah.
Hackers.
Movie's fucking great.
I want to see Hackers as a point-and-click video game, too.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
We can't hear you.
Wait, he's taking a picture.
Go watch a picture of us.
Hey. Thumbs up? I don't thumbs up. What's up?
All right. Sorry for that interruption.
A video game that I'd like to see turned into a movie, a very, odd movie genre that I really like is Westerners. So I would love to see a Red Dead movie.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to see just a McCree movie.
Fuck McCree, man. Why is he even a cowboy? It's the future.
But John Marston is so much better.
The best part is that, like, he grew up in Deadlock, which is a biker gang. And he just decided cowboy.
Like, you know what? Ever since I was a wee lad, I used to watch that motherfucker.
I love McCree so much.
McCree ain't got shit on John Marston.
And I like John Marston.
John Marston sucks.
No, he doesn't.
You just said McCree ain't got shit on John Marston.
John Marston ain't got shit on McCree. McCree's fucking...
McCree's like, McCree literally is like garbage John Marston.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like him, too.
Yeah, he looks... Yes. Yeah, but he's got a robot arm.
You're not wrong.
He's got a robot! I was pounding my chest a lot.
And he's got a, like, super... Oh, man. McCree's great.
I love robots! I love cyborgs!
Beep-boop.
Yeah, it's like, I like Red Dead...
I hate Bastion.
I love Red Dead Redemption, actually. But the thing is, it's like, wow, this is a great Western. And, like, to see it as a movie, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
This is a Western.
Yeah, this is a Western, you know? So, like, I don't know what it would do that would, like... Outside of the, I guess they could just do the same ending, which will always make me cry. I guess he could
just do
that.
Super good ending.
But I can't really think of a game or a movie that I want to play as a game. I kept thinking of, like, dumb, like, Godzilla. Like, I was thinking Pacific Rim or, like, Godzilla. I'm like, those are already pretty much games.
Yeah.
That's not going to be anything new.
Nope.
I was thinking Edge of Tomorrow. That might be kind of interesting. Like, a third-person action game.
I guess,
where you just, like, die. And then just, like, yeah, that's fine.
Like a die and retry type of game?
What does that sound like? Oh, a game where you... Third-person action game where you die and then it doesn't really matter?
Wow.
Wow. A lot of them?
What is it? Is this called Dark Souls?
What is Dark Souls? I've never heard of it.
Oh wow, let me tell you.
Please don't make any more Dark Souls jokes. You have been doing this podcast all summer with him.
All right. Any others?
I got a couple.
For
a movie turned into game, a Mad Max kart racer. Mario Kart style, but it's Mad Max.
Oh my god! So it's
like, I feel like CTR style would work better.
Are there power ups just like dehydration?
Yeah.
And yeah,
dehydration, flamethrowers.
Power ups are just debuffs for your opponents.
Yeah, it's like.
If you're a Morton Joe, you just win.
It's like Twisted Metal, but you actually are racing. Or we could just straight up make a Twisted Metal Mad Max.
Yeah,
first.
You could also make Twisted Metal Mad Max. And for games turned into movies, I have two.
Ooh.
Both big dumb action movies.
Yes. Okay.
Of course they are.
Is it Mega Man related?
No, as a matter of fact.
Is it mech related?
No.
Whoa, okay.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Is it fighting so. Related?
Is it anime related?
Oh.
Maybe?
Is it fighting related?
Everything's anime.
Stop keeping us in suspense.
You guys are asking questions.
Stop harassing
me. Give another 20 seconds.
Okay. Big dumb action movies. I want to see Vanquish be a big dumb action movie.
Yes.
And I want to see Mad World be a big dumb action movie.
Yay.
Wait, which one is Mad World?
The one that's all black and white, except the blood is red.
It's Sin City.
Yeah, so, but like,
it's
with
a lot more white than
protagonists.
Sin City's like a black background with like white outlines. Mm.
Yeah.
Mad Max is like a white world with black outlines.
Yeah. We watch a different Mad Max.
There are two colors, no shading. It's just one shade of white and one shade of black. The entire world is like that, except
and
the blood.
And then you kill people and you get red everywhere. It's like a...
It's like Da Blob, but bloodier.
what's that PlayStation 3 game?
Those games
Sleeping
came out
Swan.
At the same time. Unfinished Swan.
It's like Unfinished Swan, but with blood. Speaking of which, I would love to play a violent version of Unfinished Swan. Where you paint the world by murdering people. I'm making it. Sorry. Don't steal. Original idea, do not steal.
Well, you got the poor man's copyright on it.
Yep.
For some reason, I specifically remember buying Mad World and Da Blob, like, in very similar... I don't know if they came out, like, within the same time period, but I remember playing them in a similar time period.
I bought a brand new copy of Mad World, like, last year for $3.
Oh, I was there when it happened, I'll vouch.
I would also love to see Red Steel as a movie. I haven't seen like a blatantly racist like action film in a very long time. I think that might be nice.
I'd like to see the Metro series as a movie. The Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light.
Ooh.
I'd just like to see Cyberpunk 2077 come out.
Yeah, but that's like good cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's my shit.
A really good survival horror game out of the 1950 whatever House on Haunted Hill, the one with Vincent Price.
Ooh,
where you can just not do anything but just
House
look at Vincent
Hill
Price
is
the whole time.
Oh, fucking good. Is it? No, it's the Haunting of the House on the Hill.
No, right? It's House on Haunted Hill.
What the fuck? Okay. We're not talking Vincent about the same Price. Thing.
The Haunting of the House on the Hill.
I just want to look at Vincent Price the whole time. Let's
no, that's Betrayal at the House on the Hill.
There are so many things titled House, House on the Hill. On the Hill.
And Haunting. The Haunting, Haunting of Hill House. Haunting of Hill House. The House that's the one. That is definitely not the one I'm thinking of. I promise you the one I'm thinking of is House on Haunted Hill. I have it on VHS. What's I have it on DVD. I have it on Blu-ray. I promise I know the title. All right. All right.
I think Metroid would make a cool movie.
Do you, good for you,
Adam. Do you
Adam.
Have a cool movie that would make a game?
No.
Okay.
Good I for can't you. Find a good movie that would make a game. I'm finding I like too many story-based games that wouldn't fit into a point-and-click adventure style and would just be like a novel that you watch.
I'll always raise the Hotline Miami as a noir film.
Noir. Like in Metroid could be like a 10-page fucking script like Gravity, and it's just her saving Metroid.
I don't know if that worked per se, because like that game is like a lot of atmosphere is a stretch. Yeah, I guess
it is
like,
a lot of atmosphere.
Yeah, it's because a lot of times when you say atmosphere, most people think of like a different. There's a connotation with the word atmosphere, but no, it's a game of like it's a more like an atmosphere type game, and it's like the story's like, and then I killed a guy, but this guy's like
no like sub dialogue. I'm talking like just Samus like fucking scream. That's the only dialogue in this movie. It's just an hour and a half. Like, very much like Gravity, where there's like 10 words in that whole movie.
I feel like you can make a really good Metroid movie if you like
had the
based
budget.
It off of if you based it off of like Metroid Fusion and made it like a half horror, half sci-fi, like alien-esque film.
Ridley's fucking horrifying. The way Ridley's always like clawing at shit. Like, stop clawing. Just fucking fly at me and I can shoot you, that's fine. But this dude's straight scraping the floor, he's like clawing at shit. I could see like her hiding from Ridley. I'm getting lots of alien flashbacks here.
Right?
It would be Alien and Aliens together as one movie, but as Metroid.
Yeah.
And that would be fantastic because Aliens.
Oh my god, I didn't realize how much Aliens was Metroid and Metroid.
Right?
Goddamn. My entire worldview is shattered.
It somehow makes those movies even better.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That feels like a really good note to go out on.
Doesn't we can end it though.
This is
Dan could have just said it like, and this is why I hate this race. That's a great note to end.
You know, sometimes racism is just swell.
Dan could have said anything.
It's like an hour and 15 at least.
We're getting kicked out of 15.
Dan, you could have said like, this is
we should end.
Anything.
It'll take us 15.
I needed a point.
You could have said anything. And here's why I'm going to get into my next point. What a great point to end on.
Please, not a
I'm not good at transitions. God. I should probably work on it as a podcast to host. But anyway.
We good.
Bye, everyone.
What a great...
You can make fun of me later.
I'm going to say goodbye. That's a great point to
end. Okay.
And that was when I lost my first son.
All right. We will be back next week, everybody.
We will.
Do you want to not come back next week, Pat? You are more than welcome to stay off of this podcast. God, test me again, why don't you?
What a great point to end on.
Bye, friends!